Hello, is this the one and only Rain Johnson?
It is. What's going on?
What's happening, my brother from another mother like no other?
Hey! I'm trying to get to a quiet spot right now.
Rain, let me just tell you, you know, ever since I met you a couple years ago and I was at another station, you did a little quarantine concert and it was so cool and you always have such a good vibe. I have to, and I don't think I asked you, were your parents hippies? Is that why they called you Rain? Is that why they named you Rain with a Y?
No, I don't think they weren't really hippies, but yeah. I mean, I don't know. The most I know about it is that my mom wanted me, which this is going to be kind of totally off the wall sort of because it's not even similar. My mom wanted me to be the third, so my dad is the junior.
Uh-huh.
My mom's like, you know, we should name him Thomas Alfred Johnson III.
Oh.
You know, since you're a junior. And my dad's like, I will never do that to my son ever. Because I guess, and as I got older, I realized because he told me that, like, all of his bills and everything that, like, mail would always get messed up.
Oh,
all kinds
yeah.
of stuff. And just,
it's
or
true.
You go to, like, anything legal, like a legal doc, anything, it's always like, are you Thomas, you know, senior or whatever? So then they landed on my Rain. I don't know. I don't know how that was the compromise, but that was it. Here we are.
Not hippies, just didn't want to have a male problem. I'm a second. So they just gave me the second right up on it. I got two boys, and I didn't name either of them a third. Not going to happen.
Right.
Whenever I hear your name, Rain Johnson, it conjures up, obviously, the weather phenomenon. And it also makes me think of great songs with rain in it. So we're going to play a little game right off the top, man.
Oh, wow. You didn't even give me a heads up about this. No cheating or anything.
This is impromptu as it happens. You ready? So I'm going to name a song with rain in it, and then you're going to name one, and we're going to go back and forth until we just can't think of any more. All right? You ready?
I'm not going to be able to do this one very good. You're going to win for sure.
You know you've done it. Come on. Let's do this. All right. You ready?
No, this is the first. This is the first. I'm not going to lie.
Okay. Let's try it. Let's just try it. Let's see what happens, okay?
Okay, here we go. I'm ready.
All right, so, okay, so songs with your name spelled differently, obviously. Rain in it. Okay, here's one. Georgia Rain, one of my favorites. A good
one. Okay, yeah. Okay. How about Keith Urban with Raining on Sunday?
Oh, dude. Nice one. Willie Nelson, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain. Hmm? Huh?
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Hey, it doesn't have to be country. It doesn't have to be country. You can go outside the box.
Isn't there an old song like Raindrops Keep Falling?
Yes, there you go.
Is that got in the title?
That'll work. How about Luke Bryan? Rain is a good thing.
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do better. Yeah, I'm gonna do better on probably not not country, probably. I got a good one.
All right.
It's raining men.
Well, now that's where we stop, I guess. There you go. I was wondering where it would end, and we're going to leave it right there. Okay, good. All right. Hey, but before we do that, I got to throw in the one that neither of us said, and it just popped into my mind. Purple Rain, baby. Come on. Purple Rain.
Yes.
Purple Rain.
It's raining, man. Come on, man. Rain Johnson joined me this morning on the Wolf Wake Up Call. Here's one called Real Dang Good on the Wolf.
That whole week was hell on me at a bar with. Yeah, we both know I really want to take you home.
Rain Johnson and Real Dang Good on the Wolf, and you did Real Dang Good on the Rain name game, man. We'll have to play again sometime. But let's talk about this new single, your version of Nobody Knows.
A lot of people know the Kevin Sharp. Isn't that, it's Kevin Sharp? That version. So a lot of people know that and don't, not everyone knows about the Tony Rich Project one, which is the original one, and everybody thinks it was Babyface as well. And I've always loved that song, so.
Sure.
I just, like you said, I do a lot of the 90s kind of R&B covers because my voice, you know, lends to that pretty well. We did that kind of as like a little snippet part.
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, you know, this is a really, really good song. And I think that I even did that without even talking to my manager, like as a social media thing. And then after we did it though, he's like, dude, that's like a really, really, really great song that's almost sort of been kind of forgotten about in a way. He's like, what do you think about covering it and putting it on the EP that's coming out? I'm like, yeah, dude, that'd be cool. I mean, I don't like to always do covers like a lot. I was like, yeah. And then we just started snowballing, man. And then it turned out so good. And we were like, you know what? Like, and then we got some feedback from people that it was a really good idea. Same things that you just said.
Yeah.
Perfect time. Great timing. It's a great song. People are excited about it. And that's kind of how we landed on it. It wasn't like a purposely thing that was done. Like,
sure.
It kind of just happened from like organically from doing it as like a fun cover. That's kind of how it landed, man. And after we got done with it, I was like, yeah, this is really, really, really good. And on top of that, it's actually in the first 5 days has streamed more than any other song I've ever released. So it's pretty exciting.
It has obviously your voice on it and your style, but your style was so much already in the same vein as the way that Kevin did it. And I just got to tell you a backstory. I knew Kevin pretty well. Over the years,
okay.
over the course of my career. So I was kind of like, oh man, he's doing Kevin's song, you know, and obviously with Tony Rich before that. And I'm like, come on, man, come on, Rain, bring it, man. And I got to tell you, knowing Kevin and the person that he was, because he passed a few years back, and knowing the person that he was, I got to tell you, I'm sure he was just smiling down and singing along with you up
good,
there.
Man. That's awesome, man.
Of course, he had a hit with it in 96, I think it was 4 weeks at number one. For those people that don't know, I mean, there's like you said, a lot of it's been forgotten, but that was a huge hit in like 1996, right in the middle of the 90s. There was a lot of like dance club stuff, but there was a lot of great ballads. And Kevin was a Make-A-Wish child. He had cancer, and he was from Sacramento up near Northern California, where I'm from. He was given the opportunity to record an album. And he recorded that song, and it turned into a huge hit. So his wish truly came true, and he became a country star. And the first time I met him, he was opening up for Toby Keith. And the last time I saw him, he was in Salt Lake, and he did a benefit concert for Huntsman Cancer Institute called The Sound of Hope. And he became a motivational speaker later in his career. And the cancer came back, and he succumbed to that. But Kevin was a special guy, and that was a very special song, and I'm glad that you have handled it with such class and grace. And for those people that don't know the backstory, now we kind of bring it full circle. And for those that don't know, nobody knows. Hopefully everybody will know now through your version of that song.
Man.
So
no, that's, dude, I love that story, because that's something I can use, you know, talking about the song, you know, and when I'm doing it live and stuff, that's a really, basically I have the story of just being like, I love this song, and it's a song that I've always loved. So if you don't mind, I'd love to share that story, man. That's really, really cool.
Absolutely, my friend. And let's share your version of Nobody Knows. This is Rain Johnson on The Wolf.
I pretended I'm glad you went away. These four walls closing in you, and nobody knows it but me.
Rain Johnson and Nobody Knows on The Wolf. And of course, Rain is our special guest this morning. We talked about, you know, my friend Kevin Sharp, who passed recently, and his version of that song that he took to the top of the country charts. And I got to tell you, man, if he was around today, and I know he's looking down, he would definitely endorse and give you two thumbs up for that version. You took his kind of R&B-ish, Tony Rich, Kevin Sharp version, and then you threw in that pedal steel, and it is glorious, my friend. Well done.
I appreciate that, man. That means more to me than you can imagine. That's really, really awesome.
Well, you know what? I wanted to catch up with you, man, and just let you know that I caught that. I am excited for you. We will definitely be playing the heck out of it on The Wolf. And we just wish you much success with the single and obviously moving forward with your career, man. We've loved you from the beginning since Front Seat, and we wish you nothing but the very best.
Man, Don, I really appreciate your time, and I thank you for having me on and supporting me since the beginning, man. That's great.
Absolutely, brother. Anytime you're in East Idaho, you give me a shout and we'll do something, all right?
That sounds amazing, man. I'll do it.
All right. God bless you, my friend.